朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我不敢要求弟兄姊妹太多。
I don't want to demand of you too much.
除非我先要求我自己。
Except that I first place that requirement upon my own heart.
我觉得一个团体，教会也是如此，完全看在前面带路的那个人的榜样如何。
That just as a body, a church, a community, a fellowship, oftentimes follows the person that is leading them.
上个礼拜，师母跟我到 South Carolina 去看我的老二。
Last weekend, my wife and I went to South Carolina to see our son.
他现在在大学念书，他参加 ROTC 预备军官训练。
Involved in college, presently studying, he's involved in ROTC training.
他经过了八个礼拜的 basic training, 就是我们的这个成功领的训练。
And after 8 weeks of basic,
那么我们去参加他的结业典礼。
We went to participate in his graduation.
然后我们有几天的时间，父子母子之间有很好的谈话。
And that during that time, father and son, mother and son, we had a good time of sharing.
我就问他，我说你这两个月你学了什么
？And I asked him, what have you learned in these two months?
他说我们连长要我做 squad leader, 要我做班长。
Said that the leader of my unit wants me to become the unit leader.
Squad leader.
The squad leader.
那么我说你得到什么样的经验
？But I asked him what experience did you have?
他说我学会怎么样做一个 leader.
He said that I had learned what it meant or how to be a leader.
你想想看，做父母亲的心多高兴！哎呀，这个儿子要做 leader.
You can imagine the heart of his parents as they thought of their son as a leader.
他说我做 leader 的这个经验里面有一件事情我很深的体验。
But yet there is one thing in this whole training of being a leader that has made a very indelible impression in my heart.
我说什么
？What is that?
榜样。
Example.
把我如果不能够把我的床铺好，我不能够要求我的 squad member 把床铺好。
Said if I can't make my bed in a tidily fashion, I can't ask my squad to do the same.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我儿子接受这样的分享，给我一个提醒和教导。
You know that his sharing brought to me an encouragement as well as a teaching.
请弟兄姊妹为我祷告，为我们传道人祷告。
Please pray for us.
除非这些传道人有强烈的传福音的负担。
Unless we as ministers have that unquenchable burden to share the gospel.
我们在台上讲，劝人家带领人信主。那只是空口说白话。
And that if we were to only stand here to speak of such things, it would only be emptiness.
得人的智慧有一个诚恳的心。
And so we see, first of all, a genuine heart leads evangelism.
第二，我们还是看第六节。
Secondly, again, looking back at verse 6.
耶稣看见这个人病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
Here Jesus, seeing this person being in the condition for a long time,Looked to him and said, "Do you want to get well?"
约翰福音第三章，耶稣对尼哥底母第一句话怎么说呢？
Well,
我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Here in chapter 3 of John, Jesus's first words to Nicodemus was that unless a person is born again, he will not see the kingdom of God.
然后他说，人若不从水和圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
That if one was not born from water and from the Spirit, he could not enter into the kingdom of God.
主耶稣跟尼哥底母讲神的国的事情。
And so Jesus speaking to Nicodemus concerning the kingdom of God.
讲重生的事情。
He spoke of being having a conversion, being born again.
这是非常稀奇的一件事情。
And yet something that is very interesting here.
耶稣不是对这一个病了38年的人说：“你要得救吗？你要上天堂吗？你要重生吗？你要得救吗？”是说你要痊愈吗
？Jesus here did not speak of, "Do you want to enter the kingdom of God? Do you want to be born again to this man who had been sick? But rather, do you want to be well? Do you want to be healed?"
他不是开门见山的就跟他讲说：“你的灵魂很重要，你如果不信耶稣，你就要灭亡。”等等。
He does not immediately hit the bullseye by saying, "Hey, look, do you want to be born again? Do you want to enter the kingdom of God?"
如果各位看这段圣经的话，你会发现， 这个病人得医治，他还不知道耶稣是谁。
And we see that even this person, after he was healed, he did not know who Jesus was.
你若从第十节后面看下去，你就会发现他根本不知道是谁医治了他。
And in fact, from later on, we see that in fact he doesn't even know who it was that healed.
一个人经历了真的神迹，但是他还不是基督徒。
A person here who had experienced a real miracle, yet he did not know Jesus Christ.
这里面给我们一些很有意思的一些教训。
I think it stands here some very interesting teaching for us this morning.
虽然这个人亲身经历了主自己，
although this person in a very individual and very unique way experienced Jesus Christ,
但是他并没有真正的成为一个基督徒。
Yet we did see him not as becoming a genuine Christian.
但是他真的身体得了医治。
But indeed his body was healed.
到底说明什么？
What exactly does this tell us?
这里很强烈的支持在现在神学里面说的所谓的福音预工。
We see here, in fact, a very truth that is espoused today in terms of pre-evangelism.
这也是今天早上我要强调的传福音的智慧之一。
And I want here to emphasize this particular fact in terms of wisdom of evangelism.
福音预工不是撒种，福音预工是松土。
That pre-evangelism is not the fact of casting seeds, but rather of loosening the soil.
我们求主给我们这样的智慧。
We need the Lord to grant us this wisdom.
怎么样让一个非基督徒成为慕道友？
How can we lead somebody who is a non-believer into somebody that is earnestly seeking the faith?
我们今天常常说慕道友，慕道友。
We often speak of these that are earnestly seeking the faith.
但是慕道友是那些还没有信主的人里面的一部分，对基督教有倾向的人叫做慕道友。
But yet these earnestly seeking the faith only stands as a percentile in a bigger circle of non-believers.
在传福音的工作上，这是一个相当讲究的，而是被很多人所忽略的一件事情。
And in the task of evangelism, this is something that is greatly emphasized, yet oftentimes is neglected.
让这些非基督徒起码对基督教有一些印象，最好是有好印象。
To allow these non-believers to have an impression and preferably a good impression of Christianity.
这样它里面才能够产生一种慕道的心来。
And only then will a sense of desire or seeking after be developed within their heart.
福音预工，我把它分成三种。
Pre-evangelism, I have divided into three areas.
弟兄姊妹，请你注意听，这三样东西是非常重要的。
And I want you to pay particular attention because I think these are very important.
我非常强调福音预工的第一个就是信徒的生活见证。
I want to emphasize particularly the first point, and that is in pre-evangelism, one of the important things, and first of all, is the witness of the Christian life.
我们听到太多这样的一些对基督教的评语。
And we have heard so often this criticism of Christianity.
你们这些基督徒只会讲。
That you as Christians, all you can do is talk about.
讲得天花乱坠。
And you can speak of it until everyone is bewildered.
我看不出你所生活表现出来跟你所讲的怎么样。
But yet I see no difference in your life that is in accordance with what you're saying.
一个好的生活见证可以让一个完全对基督教没有印象或者反感的人能够产生一个倾向。
And a good witness, a good testimony can bring somebody that has no inkling and no desire into Christianity to seek after Christianity a good impression.
我们不完全。
We are imperfect beings.
但是求主提醒我们，让我们的生活见证上能够做福音预工。
But yet, may the Lord remind us that in our individual testimony, our lifestyle, let us be involved in pre-evangelism.
这个福音预工不只是代表你好的生活见证。
But yet, this does not only include a good lifestyle testimony.
也包括你现在在不同的工作岗位上面的工作表现。
It also reflects how you perform and how you carry yourself in the different areas, walks of life that you are in.
今天在你的职业上。
Whether it be in your occupation,
今天在你的实验室里面。
Whether it be in that laboratory that you work in,
今天在你的诊所里面。
Whether it be in that clinic that you are
in, 今天在你的办公室里面。
In the office that you are at,
能不能让人家看见你是一个基督徒？
Do other people see you as indeed being a Christian?
礼拜一到礼拜五，每天我总是希望有半个钟头去游泳。
Every day, Monday to Friday, I always hope that I can pull out a half an hour to go swim.
每一次我在游泳的时候，我就问我自己一个问题。
And each time as I'm swimming, I would ask myself this question.
我游完泳以后，跟我一起旁边游泳的人会不会感觉说，哎，这个人好像有一点怪怪的，好像是基督徒。
Will those swimming beside me suddenly say, this person is a little different, he must be a Christian.
因为你游泳的时候，你没有办法挂一个十字架在身上。
Because unfortunately, when you swim, you can't have a cross on your lapel.
所以你没有办法手上带一个圣经去游泳，让人家看说，哦，这个人是个基督徒。
You can't take your Bible into the pool and say, oh, that person is a Christian.
你要发明一个防水 waterproof 圣经，能够带到游泳池。
They have to invent a waterproof Bible to do that.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这是一个很大的挑战。
I think that this represents indeed a very great challenge.
这是福音预工。
Pre-evangelism.
今天有许许多多的人。满脸愁容，怎么让人家能够感觉到信耶稣是个喜乐的东西？
Many people carry with them frowns and sadnesses and wonders how indeed they can bring other people to Christ.
好，我们看第二个福音预工。
And then secondly,
教会合一的见证。
We see the unity of the Christian church.
今天教会的不同心是今天传福音最大的拦阻。
The divisions that we see within the church itself stands as a very great obstacle to the evangelism efforts.
弟兄姊妹，让我很诚恳地跟弟兄姊妹表达我心里面的负担。
And very earnestly, I want to share with you from the depths of my heart.
如果不是在绝对的真理上教会走错。
That unless it is of the central truth or pertaining to the central truths that one goes wrong,
原来我再说一遍，如果不是在真理上做错
，that if this person has not gone wrong in terms of the vital truths，
如果是在感觉上
，whether it be an experience，
或者是在那种方法上
，or in methodology，
或者是在实际上
，or whether it be in actual experience，
我不赞成。
I don't agree with the fact。
我盼望弟兄姊妹为着福音的传扬。让我们能够有合一的努力。
In spite of that difference, I hope that for the sake of the gospel, we can be united in evangelism.
我们现在在讲，希望教会的发展，不管是职堂，不管是建堂。
We have spoke of not only the church planting, but also church building projects.
我们在讲明年希望有721人。
We have spoke of figures and increases to 721 people.
有的时候想想，人越多越难同心。
Many times I've thought the more the people, the less or the harder the unity to achieve.
其实老实讲，两个人都难同心，怎么讲721人
？That oftentimes just two, it's very difficult to be united. What are we speaking of 720?
今天我们看见很多家庭里面夫妇都不能同心。
We see oftentimes in families today where the spouses cannot be united.
李牧师，你在这里讲721人，你开玩笑吗？
You must be joking, Pastor Lee, as you speak of 721.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们努力，愿意为着福音的缘故，我们合一，有福音预工的见证。
But yet us diligently and willingly seek to be united for the sake of the gospel.
第三个福音预工是什么
？And then third area of pre-evangelism.
就是在第六节说的，就是教会的社会关怀。
We see here, as reflected in verse 6, the social concern and sensitivity of the church.
去年师母跟我到台北去做短宣的工作。
Last year, my wife and I went to northern Thailand to be involved in evangelistic outreaches.
我们到了一个村庄，那个村庄从来没有听过耶稣的名字。
And we went to one particular village that had never heard the name of Jesus Christ.
我突然有一个很强烈的感觉。
And I suddenly had a very deep desire or feeling within my heart.
我跟师母说
And I said to my wife,
这个地方我要再来
I want to come here again.
我要再来这个地方传福音
And I want to come again to share the gospel with these people.
但是我说第二次再来的时候
But when I come the second time,
我希望在教会里面找几个牙医跟我一起
I want to bring with myself, bring with me some dentists from our church.
你懂我的意思吗
？Do you understand what I'm talking about?
因为当我到那些地方去的时候
，Because when I went to those places,
我跟他讲耶稣
，I spoke to them about Jesus.
我跟他讲信仰
，And I talked to them about faith.
我跟他讲圣经
，And I talked to them about the Bible.
他们文字都没有，你跟他讲这些，他们怎么懂
？They don't even have a written language. How could they even understand?
他们要看的就是说，你传的这个耶稣跟我们 祖宗传下来的这些信仰有什么不一样。
They wanted to see what is the difference of this faith that you are propagating and that has been that which had been carried on through the generation.
我如果带几个医生，带几个农业专家，我能够到那边去帮助他们改善一下他们的生活。
And if I was to take some doctors or some agricultural specialists and go there to transform or to help improve their lives.
你们听过这个笑话，信耶稣得水牛的故事。
I think perhaps you've often heard the illustration of, we'll lose it in the translation, but believing in Christianity brings a water buffalo.
就是说在一个礼拜堂的门口，他们写了几个字，信耶稣得永生。
It spoke of a banner that was over the church that if you believed in Jesus, you would have eternal life.
不晓得是因为下雨了晒太阳，还是有一些调皮的孩子把永生的永在那一点的上面把它划掉。
And that whether it be rain or some obnoxious child that went and erased some parts of the Chinese character on this, this banner.
那个生字的最下面一横也把它刮掉了，就变水牛，不是吗？
And it reflected then water buffalo instead of eternal life.So people said, oh, if I believe in Jesus, I'll get a water buffalo.
We 都笑这句话
And we laugh at this.
但是我这个礼拜在准备这个信息
But yet, as I prepared this work week for this message,
我真的很严肃地想这句话
I very reverently asked myself this question.
如果今天我们可以帮助一些人，先用水牛来帮助他
That if we could help people today, perhaps even using a water buffalo to help them,
也许我们就可以有这样的一个福音预工。
Perhaps this would represent then a pre-evangelistic effort in order to help them.
我希望弟兄姊妹了解我的意思。我们不是说传福音用这种不正当贿赂的方法。
Of course, I think you understand that I don't speak of evangelism and using such low-handed methods.
但是今天在教会里，我们不能不承认。今天我们是关起门来做基督徒。
But yet, I think that we cannot but confess to the fact that oftentimes our Christianity is something that we do behind closed doors.
这是回台湾，师母跟我有一次跟三个年轻的基督徒在一起吃饭。
This last time when my wife and I went back to Taiwan, we sat down together with three young people, young Christians.
他们请我们吃饭。
They invited us for a meal.
到台北一个饭馆。
Going to a restaurant in Taipei.
我一看那个饭馆的那个招牌叫现代启示录。
And on top of the restaurant, the name of the restaurant was Apocalyptic Now.
我说新潮新潮。我一进去以后，这个布置非常非常的特别。
And I went as we went in.Obviously, the architectural design was quite intriguing.
都是一些机器厂房拆下来的那些零零星星的那些零件，把它放得乱七八糟。
And there was a lot of spare engine and machines parts that had been scattered throughout the restaurant.
所以我们已经有一个很好的谈话的气氛的场合。
And so it represented a very interesting atmosphere for our dialogue.
这三个年轻的基督徒。
These three young Christians
非常不满意现在中国基督教的光景
were very dissatisfied and discontent with the present atmosphere reflected in Chinese churches.
他们出了一份刊物
and they published a particular publication.
那个刊物可能在今天有一些所谓福音派的教会的弟兄姊妹看为异端
and perhaps those within the evangelistic circle of the church see this publication as an extreme.
但是我记得这里有个弟，他们三个里面有一个弟兄跟我讲下面一句话。
But I remember one of the brothers in the group of three said the following to me.
他说李哥哥，他还是叫我李哥哥。他说李哥哥，我告诉你，今天如果全台湾的基督徒都不存在，台湾的社会还是一样样。
And he said, Brother Lee, if all the Christians in Taiwan today were to suddenly disappear, the society, Taiwan itself, would not be changed.
这句话很有深度啊，大家思想一下。
I think this represents a very deep significance and truth.
当然，这些人有一点过分，有一点这个矫枉过正。
I'm sure that these people, in a certain degree, reflect an extremity.
但是他给我的一个讯号。就是说今天的基督徒在这个世界上毫无作用。
But yet the teaching that they gave to me that day was that Christians today have little effect or no effect on society.
当耶稣说你要痊愈吗
?Jesus spoke to this man and said, do you want to get well?
好像他在传一个社会福音。
Perhaps from many points it seems that he's spreading a socialist gospel.
但是不要忘记，那一个三十八年的病人，那个时候最需要的就是这件事。
But yet I want to remind you that person who had been sick for 38 years, that was the very thing that he needed.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我再说一遍，今天这个教会存在的目的只有一个。
That there is only one thing, and if you'll forgive me for saying it again, there is only one purpose for the existence of this church.
食堂的目的只有一个。
That to church plant represents only one thing.
建堂的目的只有一个。
Church building represents only one purpose.
传福音。
That is the proclamation of the gospel.
就是让人从食堂、从建堂看见福音的影响果效。
From church planting, from building a church, people can see the results, the end product of Christianity.
但是我们要达到这个目的。
But we want to press toward that goal.
有直接的，有间接的。
There are some direct and there are some indirect ways.
福音营、布道会、艺人，那是直接的。
Whether it be through a direct method of the gospel camp.And the artisans coming to share in a gospel meeting.
中文学校、托儿所、体育活动、文化活动，这是间接的。
Whether it be through and then indirectly through Chinese school or through cultural events or through sporting activities.
当我们在讲教会建堂的时候
，As we speak of church building,
我们的雄心是很大的。
I know that our hearts are greatly broadened and widened.
或者说 ，we are ambitious， 我们是有属灵的雄心。
And that we reflect a certain degree of spiritual ambition。
我希望职堂的弟兄姊妹、同工们也是一样，我们有雄心的去职堂。
And I want the church planting committee and those involved with that to have that same ambition for church planting。
不是说我有一个礼拜堂，我以后开始十分钟就到，不要开三十分钟。
It
is not, 不是为这个目的而计划。
It is not the fact that suddenly the driving distance of half an hour was decreased to 10 minutes.
但是在直接和间接的传福音的工作上面，让我们能够再一次从耶稣的榜样，让我们来思想。
But directly and indirectly in terms of evangelism, let us learn from the example of Jesus.
保罗告诉我们说，传福音要做两件事情。
Paul tells us that to proclaim the gospel, two things.
要费力。
First of all, we must exert.
第二要费财。
Secondly, we must give.
而保罗讲的非常的非常的白话文。
Of course, Paul's words there seem to be very direct.
让我们看见保罗他特别提醒我们，今天不付代价是不可能传福音。
That Paul said that unless you're willing to count the cost and pay the cost, there will be no product.
那我们学两个智慧。
And so we've learned two things here today.
让我们有诚恳的心。
Let us have a very concerning heart.
让我们知道怎么样能够把非基督徒带成慕道友。
And then secondly, how to bring somebody that is a non-Christian into the point where they seek earnestly desiring to become a Christian.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。